97.5 The Fanatic.
Let the party begin!
The show starts now.
Hey, it's good to see you all. John Kincaid's show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's nice to have my feet on, Bala Cynwyd soil. I was going to say Philadelphia soil, but that's strategically one block away. But good to be home. And good to be back with you, John Kincaid Show here on 97.5 The Fanatic, our 6 a.m. sponsors, for our friends at Bradford White Water Heaters, because Bradford White is here for the pro.
I'd say you're one baseball throw away from Philadelphia.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, maybe two.
I'd say it's driver.
With your candy arm, probably three. Candy arm? It's just my shoulder's cooked, man.
I think for Jamie, it could be driver three wood.
Yeah. Oh, it's easily a driver. Yeah.
Your driver. Well, no, you wouldn't get
from the parking lot to City Line Ave.
You wouldn't get driver.
Yeah, but you'd go via.
Oh,
I'm not saying where it's going. I'm just saying distance wise.
You'd kill Karen Rogers out on the weather deck.
I'd hit Pecom's campus. Yeah.
Something would happen.
I would never hit Karen.
But no, you do not hit Karen. We love Karen here. Patrick, how are you? Good to see you.
I'm good.
In your Phillies regalia.
Yeah, man.
I like that.
The uniform.
You're wearing your uniform. Coach, alive and well, I take it?
Good morning, John.
There you go. Good. Good. We got everybody together. We are all together. We appreciate you. Connor's here. Heavy Chevy's here. And Coach wants you to know, when you flip a shark upside down, they go into a trance-like state called tonic immobility.
You ever see this?
I've never seen that.
Many times.
Bizarre.
Well, why do they say punch a shark in the nose when you could flip them on their... and be safe from them.
Well, I mean, if you're getting attacked by a shark...
flip it.
I don't know if you're just going to be able to flip them over.
What size shark are we talking about?
I don't know.
I don't think I'm flipping many sharks.
I know. Now, the weird thing is...
You've never seen this?
No.
It's pretty cool. I've seen it on a ton of shark shows.
So they go into a trance.
They literally go unconscious, it seems like.
Our family friend Sammy Chestnut, Pam's nephew, he catches sharks. He goes down to the beach and he fishes for sharks. And he catches these... long sharks every single summer at the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, they're everywhere. What's his name?
Sam Chestnut.
Because there's a guy that goes out in a kayak in Ocean City and goes out and catches sharks. And he's like widely known. I saw him catch a 7-foot thresher.
Well, Sam should be graduating. He's probably graduating high school.
Oh, no.
It's
that's
Pam's nephew.
Summer.
So Sammy's out there fishing for the sharks. I don't know that I'm fishing for sharks, Pat.
No, absolutely not.
Nah, I'm good.
And by the way, if you see Sam fishing for sharks, now he does it late in the day. I mean, isn't that attracting sharks to come on over and like munch on people's ankles? I'm not trying to bring a lawsuit on you.
Under no circumstance am I attracting sharks or trying to get them to come anywhere near me.
I don't want the idea of catching a shark. I guess it's making things a little better. Philly's had an eye-opening homestand. And it now leads to a critical week on the road inside the division. I'm sorry, boys. Sniff it. That smell is desperation. They're 19-22. They're 11-13 at home. What started out as a promising 2-0 start at home to start the year is now 9-13 since. 11-13. They're 8-9 in the away from home. They're 4-9 in the division. And that was one of the keys I said this year is that you've got to be able to have a great year in the division. Well, you got 7 games this week in the division on the road. And right now you're already 4-9 in the division. Memorial Day's next Monday. You could bury yourself. You could emotionally bury yourself. You may not statistically bury yourself, but you could emotionally bury yourself.
Yeah, and even as fun as it was watching that win yesterday, just because it was the craziness of it, the Dodgers lost that game more than the Phillies won it. I mean, when you don't expect an error like that, you know, from Muncy on a squibbler, Real Muto getting faked out because he's trying to make something happen, rounding third, and then getting tagged out. I mean, it was just a weird, weird game that they were lucky enough that the Dodgers lost it. And Abel was bad. I don't like watching this team now. I watched every pitch of that game yesterday, every single pitch. And I came away like, they're not a real fun team to watch right now.
Now, Zach Eflin was fun yesterday.
He was great.
He was dealing. That's amazing. 12 strikeouts. That kind of stuff is very, very promising. But this team, just as I said, they just continue to, and I talked about treading water until they got to pass this really, really tough schedule in the next few weeks. This isn't, they're not treading water. 2-4 homestand's not treading water.
Yeah, they have all the signs of a mediocre team. Inconsistent, better on the road, struggle to hit at home, getting, you know, good performances in the last three starts from Zach Eflin, squandering most of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and usually if your number five's giving you those starts, that should be the sign of a good team. Bryce Harper hitting at an absurd rate, Nick Castellanos being great, and then other guys just going, I mean, Odubel's back to looking like a guy that's just absolutely lost up there. I mean, Schwarber, he's the definition of boom or bust. Joe Girardi, again, it's just lifelessness. Like, hearing his quotes this weekend.
We'll go after it tomorrow.
Yeah, well,
We'll get back at it tomorrow.
Every word is just like, well, you know, that's who the guys are. And, well, that's baseball. And well, it doesn't have to be. Something's off here. Something needs to change. I again, am back to move on from Girardi. He's on a lame duck here. What are we doing? If you know he's not the manager of the future, just end it now.
Pat, I'm always of the belief that if you're going to come with a complaint, you better come with a solution. So a 19-22 Phillies team. Do you have answers for me, Egan, or are you just...
Am I just going to sit here and complain?
Yeah.
Probably a little bit of the latter, more so than answers.
Is it because you don't know what can be done?
You know, in a weird way, I would have... Like, I thought to myself, damn, when they won yesterday. Because I really thought that if they'd lost, Girardi would be gone. I'd put Dusty Wathan in the job just because he's a lifelong manager in AAA. He's kind of that baseball
guy. He's a snicker type.
Yeah, he was inherited by Girardi. He wasn't picked by Girardi. He's like the veteran in the room. So that's kind of the guy internally that I would pick. But I'm done with Girardi. And they won yesterday, and you obviously can't fire a manager after a win, but I fear that we're going to get to the point of no return with this team, and it's going to be too late because it is frustrating. They are up and down. They are inconsistent. They're not that fun to watch. They were supposed to be fun to watch, but yet, you know, they're overachieving in some areas, and they're severely underachieving in some. I mean, we're talking about Mickey Moniak being the savior.
Oh, jeez.
I traded Rhys Hoskins today for, well, you obviously need two to tango, but I hypothetically trade him for a center fielder.
I want to know what his market value is.
It's probably decent-ish.
I mean, the guy should be a 35-90 guy.
Yeah.
30-90 guy.
I mean, I look around for a center fielder. I feel like the Phillies haven't had a center fielder for 15 years. And to me, center fielders are kind of supposed to be the straw that stirs the drink. It doesn't mean you have to be your highest guy in totals of this and that, but it's just a consistent guy, and they're the definition of inconsistent there. And it's killing them. And I don't know how long you can just continue to not address it.
I mean, think about it. Like a speedy little center fielder. Right, John? They were a dime a dozen.
They were.
Back in the day. Speedy little center fielder that could probably lead off or something like that. They just can't find it? Like, they can't find anybody that can just grasp that leadoff spot? You have Rhys Hoskins leading off. Like, that has been your solution over the last 10 days. Rhys Hoskins.
The big thing is that, and I will say it very similarly to sort of what Jamie was saying, everything out of Joe Girardi's mouth right now
lifeless.
Is a cliche.
Yeah.
It's a baseball lifer's cliche.
Yep.
It's, if you played a drinking game with him and said, we're going to get back after it tomorrow. We're going to get back at it tomorrow. We're going to get after it. I can tell you this. I guarantee you the guys will be ready to go tomorrow. Will they, Joe? Will they? Because I'm tired of the promise. I'm tired of you promising that, and then it's not delivered. And to me, this team at 19-22, and again, I don't care what the standings say. I honestly do not know how much they're buried. But when I see that the Mets are winning, and then I always say to myself, how bad is it going to be? How bad is it? So now it's just, we're in wild card mode. Already, I haven't even looked at the standings, and I know this team's in wild card mode.
And DeGrom and Scherzer are hurt. And
golden opportunity.
And the Mets just keep winning.
Yep.
And if something like that were to happen to the Phillies, I have no confidence that they could keep winning.
And Pat, the Villanova fans are thrilled.
Oh, they're
the
pumped.
The Mets are playing great.
They're pumped. They love this. They love this time of year, even with the injuries.
They asked for Jay Wright to throw out a first pitch. They're very...
They
would like that. Hey, buckle up's the best way to protect yourself and your loved ones in a crash. Drive smart. Buckle up. Be safe, PA. Learn more at PennDOT.PA.gov/safety.
Yeah, what are they doing with Joe? If you know he's a lame duck.
Well, first off, I said it from the beginning of the year. Letting a manager come into a year, letting a coach come into a year as a lame duck is a bad recipe.
Yeah, it is. And look at now you have a lifeless manager and a lifeless baseball team.
They have no identity whatsoever.
None.
None. And Bryce Harper, yeah, probably you could ride his shoulders to be the identifying factor on your team, but are they?
I just think it's bad with the lame duck manager or coach because they take every loss more personally than the guys under contract that are playing the game. Mm-hmm. Like every three-game losing streak, Joe Girardi looks like he's in a line waiting to at a viewing.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you're going, oh, crap.
I'm about to come up on the
grieving widow, and I don't know what to say, and I'm like standing in a line with 12 people, and then I got to go over to the casket. It's the worst thing in the world. Mm-hmm. Joe Girardi looks like that at every single post-game press conference.
He looks like he has his stuff packed up in a box.
Yeah.
Like
he's right on month to month rentals.
Yeah, right, like, yeah, right before he addressed the media, he made sure, just in case, he packed a few things up. Yeah, the bigger items.
Yeah, there's no bulk items in that refrigerator.
No.
Yeah, like it's a quart of milk.
His freezer's empty.
That's, yeah, exactly.
I would say I would send Georgia packing load to him, but they're at my place today, making sure we get out. Because I honestly, the moving vans will be here Wednesday. A couple games in this Braves series, I'll be fine. I'll be fine if John Middleton was to say, yeah, this series isn't going too well, we'll make a move. The moving vans are here. So they'll be here for us, so they can go right from our house.
One-stop shopping.
And go right over to Joe's
office.
He's
calling right now.
There it is.
Yeah, you know, when you describe a team as lifeless, or
that's
you describe them the way we are, that just reeks of, well, you got to change something. And we all know you can't fire players. And Reese Hoskins, yeah, maybe that's a move that you're going to make. But the easiest thing to do is what we're talking about.
Right.
And that's changing things at the managerial position.
Hey, live in-game betting is where it's at. It's the all-new Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. They've got you covered. If you want to get in on the action, you got to be in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. You got to be 21. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER. One of my favorite things, knowing that I was coming back here, though, is knowing that we are just a couple months away from this Eagles team hitting the field, and we'll talk about it. But Tom in Alabama wants to get in early with us. Tom, good morning. You're on the Fanatic.
Yo, John, how you doing?
Good, Tom.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I hope you had a great weekend.
Thank you. We did. It was a great time.
Good deal. You know, I thought the Phillies should have got rid of Joe Girardi at the end of last year. And like my man was just saying, he's a lame duck manager. You know, it's time to go ahead and cut ties. I mean, he's a lifeless. Push me and I'll go. And the thing about it is the team, it's kind of like makeup of the team. I like the makeup of the team. You have a lot of different guys, and it's kind of like a Southern kind of boy softball Saturday deal with all, you have different personalities, but you have fire. You have guys that carry themselves calm, but they, like Hoskins, he finally went off a little bit yesterday. But man, we need to go ahead and cut.
Tom,
Ron Washington, possibly.
Oh, I love Ron, but Ron's not leaving. Ron's not going to leave during a year. Ron's not going to leave during the middle of a year. I'd love to have Ron Washington here.
Pass.
Why?
I was not a fan of his managerial style when he was in Texas.
Okay, I can tell.
Guy would be hot. He would sit a guy out of nowhere. It just, yeah, I wasn't a fan.
Well, what I can tell you about is just personally getting to know him and getting to watch him, Pat. I've never seen any manager that I've watched up close and personal in baseball connect with players like he does.
Oh, I know he's well respected.
The amount of work that he puts on in the field individually, working with guys on skill sets. I promise you this, the Phillies wouldn't be butchers in the infield if Ron Washington was working with them every day. Because literally he calls them to the ballpark and says, you will be here and you'll be here with me. And in spring training, I watched him work fundamentals over and over again with players.
They do need that.
Fundamentals like not rounding third when there's a throw to the play at the back.
Wash would be in their face.
That was pathetic.
That's stupid little league base running.
Yeah.
How does JT... I didn't want to get started.
My nephew Everett's T-ball league, I see that play like once a weekend.
It's stupidity.
Yeah. What do you say,
and that is, and Wash would have a problem with it. Wash would be there in the mornings smoking in the dugout. You'd come out in the dugout.
I love a manager that smokes.
And he'd sit and smoke in the dugout. He'd do his phone calls back to the family down in Orlando, and he'd be sitting there smoking. And then you'd see, what player did he have come early? And it'd be Dansby Swanson, or it'd be somebody. And he's working with them on Just basic stuff. Fundamentals. I can't take it, Pat, that this manager does not hold people to fundamentals.
It does drive me nuts, and the Phillies do need that. Yeah, as I said, my issues with Ron Washington were just when he was with Texas.
I got you.
Decision-making, but I love the fact that Jamie's first question, if he was interviewing a possible manager,
you smoke?
What's your brand of cigarettes?
Yeah. I love that you smoke.
Oh, you don't smoke? Well, you're not
I'm
going to
tell you, it's not the Marlboro Reds.
Yeah, P-Funk man?
No, they're like sort of gold.
Oh,
the Marlboro.
He's a Misty Menthol man.
It's the Marlboro with the gold.
The Cowboy Killers?
So, there you go. Hey, for the Eagles, we've seen it before. Winning the offseason is not a thing. It's not a thing. It's not a thing in any sport. You don't win anything in the offseason, and I keep hearing about these lists. I saw three of them in a matter of a week. Well, the Eagles are winning the offseason. There is no such thing. But I am going to say this. I don't want to be a Kool-Aid drinker at all. But I do believe they are building something that looks sustainable for a long-term success. And to me, that gets me really, really excited. I am so excited for the 2022 Eagles season right now. I'm going to tell you that I don't think I've been this excited. And that includes the year after they won the Super Bowl. Because the year after they won the Super Bowl, my biggest concern was everything went so well on that Cinderella ride. This is going to be a disaster. Like, things are going to fall apart. Something's going to happen there. It's not going to be fun.
No, I'm looking forward to this also, and it's not that it's weird. Sometimes, we talked about this a little bit last week, sometimes expectations are really high, and that's what's fueling your excitement for the season. My excitement for this season isn't because my expectations are so high.
No.
It's excitement to see how it all plays out.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I think that's pretty spot on. I was saying, because I was out Thursday, I was saying, you know, look at Bradberry and Slay. This is the best cornerback
since
duo.
When?
I think since Troy Vincent and Bobby Taylor.
I would agree.
If you want to argue Lito and Sheldon, I think that's a great debate. And, you know, have at it. But I think Slay and Bradberry is phenomenal. And then you see all these other additions.
I'm really excited.
And then there's A.J. Brown on top of it. So it's really, really exciting. But like Bob said, I think that's spot on. I'm not expecting Super Bowl
and that's the key.
Anything, but I love the direction of things.
Right now, though, what I don't understand is that the Eagles, in a short period of time, have managed to.
Yeah.
Like, this was a retooling.
We're ahead of schedule.
Oh, very much so.
No, but this was a retooling that went to the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
They went to the playoffs in a retooling year. And then now, I mean, I am so impressed. I sat yesterday on the plane like a dork with the depth chart.
I didn't expect you to be any other way, John.
Exactly. You expect dorkness. And I'm looking at the depth chart, and the lady next to me goes, "Are you a football coach?" And I said, "Do I look like a football coach?" And she goes, "No, you'd look more like a basketball coach." I said, "Really?" Yeah,
yeah, I see that.
She goes, "You'd look more like a basketball coach." I said, "Really?" I said, "I sucked at basketball. That wouldn't be a good football coach.
Cricket.
Wouldn't be a good football coach either."
Just read my favorite team's depth chart.
Ask Silky Summers.
In May.
Who told me I didn't really have the football instincts. Mr. Summers. Love you, Mr. Summers. Back at, you know. But, I mean, I look at it and say, I am so excited for this Eagles season because I don't believe I believe this year is a true foundation year.
Yeah.
That, like, they're going to be adding pieces. They're going to be adding that this is the beginning of something. And there's nothing better than the beginning of something.
No, because most of your main pieces are youngsters.
Yes.
I mean, you look at that offensive line. Yeah. Lane Johnson, you know about that. Jason Kelce, okay. But you already have kind of their backups ready to go.
Yes.
So the offensive line is going to be fine. Your wide receivers, young. Your tight end, second year as a starter. Your quarterback, your running back. Everybody is young. And then you go to the defense. Look what you drafted. You went Georgia two ways, and they're probably going. I guess N'Kobe Dean is going to be a starter, I'm thinking.
N'Kobe Dean, I had some good FaceTime with some Georgia folk that have assured me that N'Kobe's been going to give it, no, going to be given every opportunity. To be a, he has to show them.
Yeah.
But they are going to, but he's, I think the expectation is he will be a more situational to begin.
to begin.
Which is fine for
a
rookie.
And then he can show it, and then he can show his way.
And they might be doing 3-4, 4-3.
Yes.
So right, he might have opportunities.
All right, did we get anywhere with that last week when I was out?
I think you're going to see a bunch of stuff. You might even see some 5-2s.
Yeah, I mean, because the versatility is what Jonathan Gannon wanted.
Yeah, he got it.
He got it.
Yeah.
But it's incredible how in a matter of Doug Peterson's firing and think of where we were that day. I feel like Howie Roseman flipped this roster in a matter of
Did you see the Warren Sharp tweet? So it was the tank from the Giants game, the Carson Wentz trade, and one other thing became A.J. Brown, N'Kobe Dean, a future second and third. It's kind of unbelievable what he did. I thought next year would be the year they'd lay the foundation and be ready to turn that chapter. They're a year ahead of schedule by a big way.
And we're going to talk all about that. And because it is it to me is so exciting. I can't wait now. And I was in that cautious mode of, well, what's Jalen Hurts going to be? And we'll get into that more later on. And how is this all? Now I'm so excited by so many other parts of this roster to watch it. And I feel like it's 2007, Pat. It's the 2007 Phillies that I'm going to be watching this year. Where I want to watch the young players and I want to watch them to hopefully come of age.
Come on, Pat. Come around.
Come on, Pat.
2007 Phillies. Come on.
I want to see them.
They're a year away. That's it.
Okay, so you're a little further. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the quarterback position's huge. But a good thing about this year is normally when you go into a developmental year, you go, all right, well, I want to see those rookies, as you guys are talking about. You know, those first-round picks, I want to see if that's a hit or not.
Sure.
Well, you traded a first-round pick for A.J. Brown. Like, that's one thing that you don't need to worry
about.
There's
one. It should be a hit.
Yeah.
Barring injury or something, it's a hit.
That's nice. I like that.
Hey,
I enjoy that a lot.
I want you to just say no to this. And by the way, if people are shooting down this rumor, I've got it from one, if not two people, that they shouldn't shoot down this rumor. It's the John Kincaid Show here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Everybody gets psyched when you're talking about Philly sports trips. Everybody gets psyched when you think about taking a road trip with your birds. And if you haven't done it before, make this the year that you take your first trip. Because when you go with Philly Sports Trips, it is a first-class experience from beginning to end. Vince Rizzuto and his amazing team are there with you, and you're going to have a blast traveling with them. You get hundreds of Birds fans all together. You go to phillysportstrips.com. Your group of 2, 4, 10, 12, whatever it is. Go to phillysportstrip.com. Find with a small deposit that you can reserve your space for an amazing trip. We're talking hotel, air, transfers, great parties, and just the best vibe. Go to phillysportstrips.com, and you're going to see a host of fantastic away game trips, like the amazing Arizona trip, Chicago, luxury party bus trips to D.C. and New York. phillysportstrips.com. A small deposit secures your seat. So do it today. And join us. They're our favorites. PhillySportsTrips.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome in to the John Kincaid Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. Our 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers. Visit paworkinjury.com. And yes, we do have a dirty laundry coming up.
Oh.
That you're not going to want to miss. Absolute dirty laundry. And we will get to that in the course of it. My iced tea is flat this morning.
Your iced tea is
flat. Yes, I'm brewing at home.
Well, I bought it. Well, I will
win. I didn't know iced tea could get flat.
I will win.
Yeah, me neither. I was thinking of that too.
Well, that's why when you see freshly brewed iced tea, there's a difference between freshly brewed tea and tea that has sat in my refrigerator I had gotten it Saturday before I went away, so it's now like 9 days old.
Oh.
It's just flat.
I make a pitcher every day, pretty much.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Well, and
I'm not an iced teasman. Oh, I love an iced tea.
I don't drink soda, though. I don't drink soda.
Sweet and iced tea is gross to me.
I don't drink soda. I don't drink sweet tea. Terrible.
It's awful.
And the other day I had one. I get to the someplace where we were there. Go, hey, I get the sweet. Put one full straw full up. I went, oh my God.
Give me like a half a lemon and I'm good.
By the way, too. And I love our friends at Dunkin', but now the lemon embargo has gone south too. No lemons anymore.
Wow.
No lemons anymore.
Mm.
I mean, it'd be like you're selling coffee and
without
you're saying,
creamer.
But you can't have cream.
Yeah.
Lemon goes with iced tea.
Yes.
But lemon's too expensive now. So they're not carrying.
Everything's too expensive now. I don't know how anybody's doing anything.
It's too expensive. I would rather them say we have to raise the price of the iced tea 20 cents.
And still have lemons. Absolutely.
And by the way, though, and I would suggest to these companies, there's a couple companies that have done it. I would suggest to them, take lemons off of your pictures.
Mm.
When you say you're selling me an iced tea and there's a picture up on the wall of a lemon in the iced tea, that you can't do that.
False advertising.
That is, that's it. Just don't do it. And I would rather you say, we're charging you 20 cents more because of supply chain issues, but we're giving you lemon. So, and
is there an end to any of this, or is these just our new prices for life now?
It's unbelievable.
Because I was driving
around.
What'd
you pay yesterday for gas?
$4.89 or $4.91.
I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I paid $5.26 yesterday at Costco.
I was driving around last Wednesday. Get this. This is what my thought process. I'm driving around in my nearly $5 a gallon gas, looking for baby formula at five different stores that I went 0 for $5 on.
I remember when America was baby formula independent. We didn't rely on other countries.
It was a low point.
I just saw that 75,000 cases or something.
Yeah,
came
Germany
in.
Came in.
Yeah.
Now I told you the hack.
It's horrifying, though.
Can we
it
talk
really
about
is.
This on the air?
Sure.
Last week, I said to Jamie, I said in one of the web pages of our community, there's a section of our community where there's a lot of younger families, and they literally were all one family did it. And then a bunch of other families did it, and they all got their formula.
It got caught on.
But they still did it.
My wife tried the other day. Apparently, you could change your location to Canada.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And they did it, though, but they had like five families posting, we got all we need, and one of them ordered much more.
The problem is everybody that's getting access to it now is hoarding it, and there's just nothing. We had three online orders from the weekend get canceled.
Got canceled.
That we thought were good. Ended up getting canceled by Sunday. So it's horrifying.
So I asked Jamie to send me a picture of the formula they use so that if I come across it,
similar,
I can grab
right?
it for him.
It's in the world. Earth's Mama Best.
Okay.
It's a little different.
And not having young kids, I don't really keep an eye on formula, but now that I'm kind of looking around for him, I can't believe the shortages out there. I mean, you're just talking empty shelves.
Oh, it's incredible. I've never
it's
seen anything
ridiculous.
Like it.
It's ridiculous.
And the
it's
gas,
incredible.
Too.
And there's no if there was only something we could do to lower these prices. Oh, wait a minute, there is. But we're not doing it. So, I mean, bottom line, we're not doing it.
There's got to be an end to this at some point.
It has to. There will be. Hey, we know what the Phillies are, right? It's a week out of when I care about the standings, but my guess is things won't necessarily look any better by next week. It's maddening. This week could really damage the cause. They begin a 7-game road trip this weekend, 4 in Atlanta, 3 with the Mets, in the division, and the Phillies are the same team they are on the road, pretty much. They're a 8-9 on the road, 11-13 at home. They're 4-9 in the division, and that's what I want to see this week. 7 games in the division. They're already 5 games under 500 in the division. And I think if you wanted to be a wild card team, that had to turn around, and this week's going to be a big determinant of that. By the way, the Braves aren't any good either right now. Something tells me the Braves will turn out to be good. I wonder, will the Phillies do the same? Because I think I know what they are. And last year when I kept saying to you, wait a minute, last 6 weeks of the year, Phillies had the easiest schedule in baseball. Bob, you kept saying to us, I think I know what they are. They're going to win 3, they're going to lose 3, they're going to win 2, they're going to lose 3, they're going to win 5, they're going to lose 4, and you said, I think I know what they are.
Yeah.
I sort of feel like I know what this team is, and maybe that's a mistake on my part, because we are only 25% done the season.
Well, can it stay this bad? And I specifically look at the hitting. Can it stay this bad?
With their approach to the plate, yes.
You would think it has to change.
And their dumb base running, yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're getting good starting pitching. Even yesterday, two solo homers shouldn't do you in. But that's what almost happened with Zach Eflin yesterday until they scored some late runs. But this hitting is just so concerning to me because, you know, who was it? Castellanos yesterday, late in the game, hit a shot to left field that when it came off the bat, I was hoping it was. He just looks like a guy that can rake at any time. Like, yes. I like watching him at the plate. But the absolute lostness that they appear to have at the plate anymore is just, it's baffling to me. Schwarber.
Is that a Daily News word? Lostness?
I don't know if it would have passed in the day, but I've never seen an approach to plate as confusing as from multiple players as we're seeing now.
They're just so aggravating.
Yeah, I mean, Odubel and Schwarber kind of look lost, at least when Schwarber connects. It's usually leaving the ballpark. Odubel is back to being the frustrating Odubel we all deal with.
Oh, he's frustrating, right?
Yeah, there just seems to be a lostness. They're worse at home.
Two lostness, I like it.
Can I bring this to the table, though?
I can't pinpoint their problem.
And it's something where I really don't understand it. Where the hell are, and why are people going, blaming Odubel Herrera for the other day in the base running decision?
The one where Dusty Wotham sent him?
Dusty Wotham is to blame.
Yeah, that was
He's
Dusty.
To blame. That's not on Odubel Herrera. And all I saw was Odubel Herrera. There's Odubel. There he is again. Look, Odubel Herrera tends to be a Nimrod on the base paths. Terrible. That wasn't his fault at all. Not his fault in the least. He's being told to go. You go. He's being waved at go.
Yeah, I have much more of a problem
with
Odubel.
Blame it on him.
Odubel in the batter's box right now. I mean, swinging at a pitch that is about to hit you in the crotch.
Oh, my God. No, or the golf swing.
Yeah, they need a center. I really believe a lot of their offensive issues are not having a center fielder that can bat leadoff. Like, it's kind of simple.
Well, that's a major.
Yeah, but they haven't had that for...
Yeah, it's a major problem.
10 years now?
I think it's more so the revolving lineup. But we're also ignoring a massive part of maybe why they're struggling or why they have the season that they are. So I looked at their schedule, and 12 of their first 18 series are against teams that should be competing for a playoff spot or were at least in the playoffs last year.
No question.
You know, like they have really, early on the season, faced a murderer's row of teams. I mean, you faced the Mets three times already. You faced the Dodgers twice already. You faced Milwaukee. You're facing the Angels coming up. Like, you haven't had a lot of cookie cutter, you know, this should be penciled in as a win series. And those are the series coming up after, I think, the second week of June that you need to win. Like, you need to take advantage of facing the Marlins. A team that you haven't had success against.
And they didn't. When they had a chance to, they didn't.
Yeah, that's,
you know what I mean?
Kind
they
of
didn't
apropos
take
for them.
It is. And that's part of the problem right now. But the approach is... Yesterday, JT Realmuto, I will just say that is one of the most Little League plays I've ever seen in my life. You got deked on that one?
And he doesn't seem like that type of player. If anything, JT Realmuto seems like a smart player.
Yes, I've always thought that.
I don't know what was going on there yesterday. But they had Kyle Schwarber batting leadoff for a pretty good amount of the year. I would say he's probably been...
Two-thirds?
Yeah.
Almost?
He better get hot.
he's struck out 37% of the time he's been up at the plate.
He is hot.
That is ridiculous. He's struck out 37% of the time.
Hey, he's on a little bit of a tear recently.
Yeah.
He's strung together a little bit of a hitting streak.
Mm.
I'm not even kidding. Like, he's on a four-game hitting streak.
He's up to 203.
I mean, look, all jokes aside, like, he needs this.
I mean, he's got 10 dingers. It's impressive.
That's impressive.
Yeah, that when he does connect, there's a good chance it's leaving the
he's
park.
He's become Merrill from Signs. Did he's somebody, either striking out or getting a home run.
Somebody's telling me. Someone's telling me the other day at the airport that Schwarber's upset that Castellanos got more money or something. Did you hear any of this?
No.
I did not hear that.
I always go to the airport to get my
No, but it goes, oh, I hear Schwarber is... No, he said he read it.
Well, guess
what? And I went searching for it yesterday.
That,
no. I did not
guess
see
what's
it.
Guess what's worth his name? Yeah, in baseball, consistency is worth money. And okay. Nick Castellanos is much more consistent than you.
Well, and that goes back to John, me and you were... I don't know if...
I wasn't thrilled with Schwarber.
Yeah, I don't know where... I forget where Jamie and Bob, you guys stood on it. But, like, when Schwarber signed, it was... Oh, God. Because I really wanted Castellanos. I felt like he was the more major league
hitter. Now, getting both of them.
Talent. Getting both of them gives you the luxury of not. Like, if they had just signed Schwarber and that's it, I mean, I'd be parking my car in a garage and leaving it running. I mean, but the fact that you have Castellanos who's been doing what he's been doing helps you tremendously stomach their slow start.
Hey, Pat, you're a wordsmith.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, to Pat's point, before the San Diego series, Schwarber was hitting 183. So he's all the way up to 203 now. So
I think he's hit safely in the last four or five games.
Five, yeah.
Hey, buckling up is the best way to protect yourself and your loved ones in a crash. Drive smart and buckle up. Be safe, PA. Learn more at PennDOT.PA.gov/safety. Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars. Buckling up. When you're buckling up, it sort of leads us to our dirty laundry, Pat. When you're buckling up.
Oh, let's air out our dirty laundry.
When you're buckling up.
Reaction. I saw this over the weekend.
You do. Connor Thomas needs an intervention. He definitely needs an intervention. Because, first of all, there ain't anything creepier than I've ever seen than the guy driving without a shirt on. Behind the wheel without a shirt on, in a convertible.
That may be the
creepiest thing that I ever see.
I hope they stay away from the schoolyards.
And it is, I don't get it. I don't understand it. And young Connor, I got to tell you,
no, God, please, no.
The couch needs to be pulled out here. I have no idea what you're thinking. You are.
What is your deal, anyway, Connor?
Just talk.
See what happens.
Talk to us.
There you go,
gentlemen. Allow me to explain myself.
I don't think you're
John.
Be
I know
able
you
to.
Were away. I'm not sure if you guys heard.
Oh, I saw it
on the Mike Messinelli show on Friday.
Okay,
I believe it was. I was driving into work. 76, which is the worst road on planet Earth, was backed up, and I was sitting in standstill traffic with the top down on my car for probably about 20 minutes.
Okay,
I only had one shirt. I was about to go on television. I was sweating through that shirt.
Okay.
I had to take the shirt off. Or I would have sweat through.
No, you didn't have to take the shirt off.
Or I would have sweat through. I was already sweating.
We could have gotten you a t-shirt here from any one of these closets. A Fanatic t-shirt you could have put on.
I'm just going to wear a closet t-shirt on TV?
Yes.
You can't be doing that.
It's a TV. Tyrone Johnson wears t-shirts all the time. Now, he has a very cool t-shirt collection.
That's what I'm saying.
But he wears t-shirts all the time. Wearing a t-shirt of the Fanatic would not be some violation.
It's so damn hot.
Okay.
So that was a bad choice.
That day, maybe you have an excuse.
People don't do that, though.
The next day.
Yeah, because everyone clowned me for what I thought was a valid reason to take my shirt off to avoid looking like a loser on TV.
Then why post it?
Why post it? You know why to post it.
So wear a t-shirt to sweat in.
That's what I normally do.
And then have the backup shirt ready here.
That's what I normally do, but I forgot.
Well, on Saturday, you would have had it again. You were home.
You were putting out thirst traps.
You wanted to put out.
It's Saturday. I was leaning into it.
Can we please just... Like, dude, this is Howie Roseman not owning up to Rager. Own up to the fact you were simply, you're a single guy and you're trying to post a thirst trap. Like, that's it.
We'll appreciate it more.
You're trying to get likes from females on Instagram, and then you slide in their DMs and say, what's good,
hey,
baby girl?
Now, so what I did is I showed it to five or six women.
Ooh.
When I saw it, I said, what do you think of this? And they're like, he's a handsome guy. Why doesn't he show his pecs?
That's why. That's the proof that
they're
it was
like,
not for
no,
them.
But you were. But that's your trying to.
I was just messing with you.
Yeah, but what?
I would have showed it if I was showing it.
Yeah.
I was not. I was steering into the joke from the Mike Messinelli show on Friday. Uh-huh.
So I wake up to a text yesterday from my furniture guy. Mike, my furniture guy.
Hi, Mike, the furniture guy.
Furniture guy.
And he says, really with this? And he copied the tweet that Connor put up. He said, really with this guy? Work with this kid, please. He better get his balls busted on Monday. So I come in this morning to kind of say something to Connor, and he's like, I had a tough weekend. I said, what's the matter? He goes, I had two softball games, played the worst softball I ever played. I said, why? He goes, can't hit. And I figured out why. So we play this little game where we have a little softball here and a tiny little bat. He says that has messed with his swing by playing that
Connor's
game.
Connor's used to a tiny little bat, though.
It's messed with his softball
game. Your softball swing, underhanded
to you, Connor.
Swing is messed up because of a one-handed swing you have with a mini bat.
Me and John go away for a day and a couple, and this happens?
I know. I don't know what happened.
You're spiraling, dude.
Get it together.
I'm feeling great. I enjoyed a couple nice drives in my car this weekend.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Nice and breezy.
Alone.
You realize when people look at you with shirt off in your
in your convertible,
yeah. They're looking at you and they're going,
hardo.
Yeah.
Trying too hard.
I completely understand. It's not for them. It's for me to not sweat through my shirt.
Then bring a shirt.
I got a shirt.
Hey, wait a minute. I know Todd is going to hear this. Todd, if you're listening, I need two Fanatic shirts for Connor to put in his car today so we never see that crap again.
Yeah.
So we can always grab a t-shirt because for some reason Connor Thomas doesn't have the ability to have a t-shirt.
You need a designated sweater. Or won't wear one on TV,
which is a joke.
But sometimes also, you do have to pop the top off every once
Maybe
in a while.
Maybe this is why you
down
are.
The shore, down the shore, driving without a shirt is okay. Down the shore, it's fine. You hop in a car to go.
So
what,
there's
know,
a
whatever.
Location you where I could drive
beach?
Without a
what
shirt?
What do you mean you're driving from your house to go to the beach 6 blocks away?
No, like if you're
driving on the interstate,
if you're on the beach and you go back to the house and you need some ice and run to Wawa,
that's fine.
Yeah, you know,
but you can't go to Wawa without a shirt.
Well, then you bring it with you. But you can't be riding through the city and stuff. And don't say you forgot a shirt. You took the picture at your house going to Malvern.
Oh no, that one I'm saying I steered into it. I forgot the shirt on Friday. Yeah,
there's no question that maybe it wasn't your main thought, but you definitely had the idea of I'm going to post this and. Maybe some women will like it.
It was just my shoulders. If I wanted to get women to like it, I would have shown the rest.
You would have shown the nips.
Yes.
No, they would see girls show cleavage before they show everything.
But
that's where you are going.
Cleavage
now,
is not
you
the
show,
same
thing.
That's where
show
it's going, right, Jane?
Would you show abs?
Yeah.
So you'd show abs too.
It would be.
You're
like
ready for that reveal right now.
But
you're ready
please
for that
don't
reveal?
Do it on social media again.
Don't do it on social media.
You have to unfollow you.
We love you, Connor. Though we
love
do.
You guys too.
Yeah. Yeah. Connor Thomas, follow him. Hey, by the way, there is one thing I noticed is watching some NBA hoops this past week. It convinces me more than ever, and I don't understand. Sometimes you say to yourself, "Why can't other people see this?" The Sixers aren't close. The way the Sixers play basketball. The way the Sixers have to work for everything on offense, save Tyrese Maxey bombing from outside, which is fantastic. The Sixers are not young. The Sixers are not athletic. The Sixers are not fast. The Sixers are not creative on offense. And watching NBA hoops, the Sixers are behind the eight ball. Like, there ain't a tweak that's going to help this team be ready to win a championship. And if you're watching, they just have to work so hard for everything they get on the offensive end.
Yeah, there were some disturbing things last week, too, that came out when you were down in Atlanta, was that Danny Green comes out on his podcast and says, oh, we're young and immature and stuff like
young?
That. And that's what we did pretty much a whole show on it, saying, like, what? You're not young. Immature, okay, who are you pointing to? So that was alarming. And then on TV you have... who was it? J.J. Redick and Patrick Beverley talking about Doc Rivers' system, which James Harden really didn't get to grasp because it's a very complicated guard system is exactly it. So
this is supposed to be like the smartest guy, PhD guy in all of basketball with the ball in his hand, I was told.
So
he's a very smart player.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on there because you didn't have a point guard this year in Tyrese Maxey. So is it that Doc Rivers couldn't implement his system because he didn't have a point guard? Or is his system so complicated that a 10-year vet can't pick up on it in 2 months?
I don't get it.
I don't know what's going on with this organization,
really.
But,
I mean, when you watch
these
teams...
Yeah, remember I said that to you? I was like, they don't... I said it when they were
so
in the playoffs.
Hard.
They were at number 8 out of the 8 remaining.
Oh, they were. They were definitely 8 out of
the
8.
They could give Dallas a run.
They were 8. No, they wouldn't.
Yeah. I mean,
no, give them the a Western run. Conference
win a couple
finals.
Games.
They're playing good basketball.
Win a couple.
How are they doing right now?
Oh, wait. You're saying they could...
How the Sixers
saying,
doing right
you're
now?
You're saying they could give Dallas a run.
Yeah.
I don't think they're
runaway 8 out of 8.
Dallas beat Phoenix.
Yeah, because Chris Paul imploded.
Phoenix would truck the Sixers.
I'm not
saying
I didn't say anything about that. They could give Dallas a run.
Well, Dallas beat Phoenix.
I don't think it's clear that they were the 8th worst team in
the
playoffs.
They were absolutely the worst of those 8 teams.
I would debate that.
The way they were playing,
they're on the back end. I'm just saying it's debatable. I don't think they're like that much worse than everybody
Dallas
else.
Dallas beat Phoenix. Phoenix would have trucked the Sixers, Jamie.
They lost Joel Embiid. If Dallas loses Luka, they're toast.
If Golden State loses, they
lost him. He was lost. He brought in energy back game 3 that they were missing.
So what was the excuse for James Harden?
He was a shell.
What was the excuse for Harden?
I didn't mention James Harden.
No, but I'm saying this. Well, why did Harden play like crap in Game 5 and Game 6?
He played bad those games.
So that's
I'm just saying, take away the best player from all of the 8 playoff teams, and you probably get the exact same results the Sixers experienced.
Let's see what Jared in the Turnpike has to say. Jared, are you on the Turnpike right now?
Yeah, I'm on the Turnpike headed south, headed home.
How many people are shirtless on the Turnpike, Jared?
Zero.
It's unbelievable. What should he have done? You have advice for Connor.
Yeah, if he's going to work and he knows he's got to be on TV, you put the top up, you turn the AC on, you have a good ride to work.
Wow.
Thank you,
Jared. Pretty easy, isn't it, Jared?
I didn't say it. I didn't say it, but my wife and daughter both said it. I didn't say that suggestion, but you said it. I waited to see if one of these other guys would say it, and you come up with it. Put up the top on the car. You don't have to drive with the top down.
Right, and you're stuck in traffic, so it's not going to mess up the top.
Oh, my gosh. And by the way, you'll save on gasoline, too. Thank you, Jared. You'll save. You save gas with the top closed. You save gas.
Do you?
Yes.
The drag?
You are losing. It's drag. It's more drag. He's doing that.
I work for radio. I'm a scientist.
Oh, my gosh. All right, we got a lot coming up for you, including the bar and where it's set. Bob just perked up. You heard there's a bar set up. John Kincaid Show on the Fanatic. Get the all-new Bet Parks app. Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app has got you covered. And with playoff action that we're not really involved in, this gives you the option to be involved right here in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. So let's say you don't know much about these teams. You haven't followed them all year long. But you do know great players. And you want to bet on individual player performances. In NBA, you're betting on points and rebounds, assists. In Major League Baseball, you're betting on hits and homers and strikeouts. You know this. You can get a risk-free bet up to $750 when you use the promo code Kincaid on the Bet Parks app in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. Just use it for yourself. Remember that the Bet Parks app is backed up by that Bet Parks casino. So the casino at Parks is just absolutely amazing. And so then they put the casino games on the app too. So you've got access to that. Your risk-free bet will be refunded in site credit should you lose. I don't think you're losing. I think you're winning. It's game time. So use the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. In Pennsylvania or New Jersey, you got to be 21. And if you have a gambling problem, I implore you, please call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.